This is a mindful yoga exercise. Yoga can be great for improving strength and flexibility, and great exercise in its own right. But when done with mindful awareness, yoga can also be an excellent meditation. As we work through this series of postures, remember that we're working with limits. And the idea is to be aware of the limits we encounter in our bodies and our minds, and not necessarily to push beyond them, but to simply notice them and notice that they can sometimes change if we're willing to experience them with full acceptance. Sometimes what we initially perceived as a limit can change or recede over time. So during the yoga meditation, notice the limits that come up, notice your reaction to them, and see what happens. We're not striving to achieve anything in particular, simply paying attention. So when sensations, thoughts, or emotions arise, just notice what's there. If during the mindful yoga exercise there are postures that you're not comfortable with, or if you experience pain, you could simply skip that posture and meditate in corpse pose. And if during the meditation you notice the mind wandering away from the body or from the experience of the postures, simply acknowledging the wandering and gently escorting the mind back to the experience of the yoga. So settling into corpse pose on the back, the feet falling away from one another, arms resting comfortably by the sides, palms open, facing up or down as you prefer. And beginning by bringing attention to the breath. Perhaps noticing the rise and fall of the belly as the air moves in and out of the body. Feeling the lungs filling and emptying. Simply paying attention to the breath, noticing the feeling of the air entering and leaving the body. With each in-breath, being aware that you're now breathing in. And on each out-breath, knowing that you're now breathing out. And letting the whole body sink further into the floor with each out-breath. And then on the next in-breath, slowly and deliberately bringing the arms up off the floor and stretching them over the head until they come to rest on the floor behind the head. And with the arms resting, stretching the entire body, making it as long as you can. So pointing the toes and reaching with the hands to extend the body as much as possible. For an extra stretch, perhaps tilting the chin down to the chest. And then relaxing that stretch, and on the next out-breath, slowly and mindfully lifting the arms off the floor and bringing them back down to the sides, allowing them to rest on the floor. Experiencing that contact between the arms and the floor. Letting the arms rest, and noticing how the body feels after that very simple posture. And then returning attention to the breath. Next, bending the knees so that they point up toward the ceiling with the feet on the floor about 1 foot apart from one another. Contracting the belly, lifting the tailbone off the floor while pushing the spine into the floor. Holding that position for a second. And then tilting into the opposite posture. So now pushing the tailbone into the floor. So the bum and upper back are touching the floor, but there's a space, an arch under the lower back. And then tilting back into the first position. So lifting the bum slightly off the floor and just pushing the base of the spine into the floor. And then reversing the action once more. So creating that arch, that space under the small of the back, with the bum and the upper back touching the floor. So these are called pelvic tilts. And at your own pace, continuing to rock back and forth, tilting the pelvis at your own pace. With each movement, paying attention to the sensations in that area of the body. And then when you're ready, coming to a stop. Moving now to a hugging posture. So hugging the knees up to the chest, wrapping your arms around the shins, the knees, or the ankles, whatever is comfortable for you. Squeezing gently, pulling the knees down toward the chest. If you'd like, rocking from side to side in this position, massaging the muscles on either side of the spinal cord. If you'd like to increase the stretch, raising the head off the ground up toward the knees, feeling the stretch in the neck and the back. And then bringing the left leg out to rest on the ground in front of you while you continue to hug the right leg. Raising the head toward the knee, breathing with the posture, being aware of any physical, cognitive, or emotional activity that lets you know you're reaching a limit, and then noticing your reaction to the limit. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the right leg, releasing the right leg and reversing the posture so the right leg rests on the ground in front of you, hugging the left leg up to the chest. Listening to the messages from the body, remaining aware of limits, hugging the left leg and remembering to breathe. If you'd like to increase the stretch, raising your head off the ground, moving the forehead toward the knee. And then when you're ready, letting go of the knee and bringing the leg to rest on the ground, returning to corpse pose. breathing comfortably in corpse pose, and noticing the impact of that last posture on the body, attending to the breath and to the sensations in the body. And then when you're ready, rolling over onto the hands and knees. And as you do so, noticing each movement that takes the body from corpse pose to the hands and knees. Arriving on the hands and knees in a neutral posture with the back flat like a tabletop. And then on the next out-breath, arching the back up toward the ceiling. And as you do so, lowering the head, allowing the head to hang down between the arms. This is a cat stretch. So the back is arched as high as it can go, and the head is between the arms. Bringing full awareness to the sensations in this posture. And then on the next in-breath, reversing the posture. So now the belly comes down toward the floor, the pelvis tilts down, and allowing the head to tilt back as if you were trying to look up at the ceiling. And experiencing the body sensations in this posture. And then arching the back up again into the cat stretch. So the back goes up again toward the ceiling and the head falls down between the arms. And when you're ready, reversing once more, bringing the belly down toward the floor and tilting the head back as if looking at the ceiling. And at your own pace, repeating these two positions several times, moving back and forth between the two. And as you do so, paying attention to the messages from the body, tuning into what your body is able to do right now, to the abilities and limits of the body in this moment. Maintaining an awareness of any emotional or intellectual reactions your mind might have to these limits or abilities. Breathing with the postures. And then when you're ready, returning to a neutral position with a flat back like a tabletop, just resting on the hands and knees. If you're experiencing discomfort in the wrists, making fists out of the hands and resting on the fists rather than the open hands. And when you're ready, lifting the left leg and stretching it out straight into the air behind you. With the left leg out, and then raising the right arm and stretching that right arm out in front of you. You might feel off balance. You might take a few moments to find your balance, that's fine. You may lose your balance and start over. With the left leg in the air behind you and the right arm out in front of you, just working with limits, noticing what you're comfortable doing, noticing any reactions. And when you're ready, returning to the hands and knees. Arching the back up into the cat stretch. Allowing the head to fall down between the arms. Remembering to breathe. And then on the next in-breath, lowering the belly, tilting the pelvis down, and then tilting the head backwards as if trying to look up at the ceiling. Reversing the cat stretch. And then returning to a neutral, flat tabletop position. And when you're ready, raising the right leg up, straightening it so it's pointing out behind you. And then raising the left arm and stretching it out straight in front of you. Remembering to breathe with the posture. Taking a moment to catch your balance. If you lose your balance, simply starting over. Experiencing the sensations of this posture. Becoming aware of the limits of the body. And working with them as they are. And then lowering the arm and leg. Returning to the hands and knees. And again, arching the back toward the ceiling into the cat stretch, lowering the head between the arms. And then reversing the posture, the belly down toward the floor, head tilted back. And then when you're ready, returning to corpse pose and noticing each movement that takes you from your hands and knees down onto your back. And as you rest in corpse pose, noticing the sensations coming from the different parts of the body. Feeling what it's like to be you, in your body, here and now, this moment. Tuning into the impact of that series of postures and breathing. And as the mindful yoga meditation nears an end, taking a moment to notice and appreciate having taken the time to work on limits and to work on your physical and mental well-being. Noticing your state of mind and body after having done this meditation. At the sound of the bell, beginning to make small movements with the body. Shifting the arms and legs. And then in your own time, opening the eyes, having a stretch.